down. The kick is up. The kick is good. Break out the bow ties. This one's for Mr. B.
After nearly snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, the Arizona Cardinals won for the first time under rookie head coach Cliff Kingsbury, rookie quarterback Kyler Murray. Last second, 26-23 win in Cincinnati after blowing a two-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. Cardinals sideline reporter Paul Calvisi joining us now. Okay, Paul, did the Cardinals show flashes of brilliance, or did they just rise to the level of mediocrity necessary to beat the lame-o Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, you know, that's a valid question. I would say this. If the Cardinals hadn't gone out and dominated that Cincinnati defensive line, which is by far, to me, their best position group, when you have Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap and that Sam Hubbard guy, and, you know, they have a pretty stout defensive front. Their secondary is nothing to write home about. But when you rush for 266 yards, the most since 2011, when you ran it 38 times and threw it 32 times, everyone talking about this pretty boy football back in August and the Raiders and that little insult they had after the preseason game.
Sounds about half smash mouth to me, right?
So they came out, and you know what? Cliff Kingsbury is learning. And the O-line absolutely dominated at times during that game. So to your point, yeah, they had three rookies in that secondary. They gave up some big bombs from Andy Dalton on those two touchdown drives at the very end to tie it up.
Right.
But once again, you're going against a three-time Pro Bowl quarterback who at the end showed his experience. So with that in mind, the manner in which they won the game, I thought was significant.
Okay, and they've got a couple of softer teams coming up, so we could be looking at, three and one coming up?
I mean, well, you're 1-3-1 right now. You can get to 500 if you go ahead and beat Atlanta, which just took an absolute drubbing at the hands of Deshaun Watson. Oh, what does Deshaun Watson have in common with Kyler Murray? Both very mobile quarterbacks, right? Put a 50-burger on that board, then the New York Giants. And I tell you what, this game at the very end, you could see the emotion. Michael Bidwell was down on the sideline. Before the game, you had the moment of silence in honor of Mr. B. And then afterwards, the locker room speech. First, you had Cliff Kingsbury addressing the team, azcardinals.com.
Great job. Listen, you can see what we can be, right? We clean everything up. Don't put any limits on what we can do moving forward. It's a great job finding a way to win.
And he got a game ball. And then guess what? Right back at Michael Bidwell, who had awarded it to him, honoring the Bidwell family.
Had a tough loss, right, this week for the Cardinals family. I knew we were going to get this one done for you and your family. Congratulations. It means the world to us.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you all.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So that was a pretty good scene afterwards in the locker room. But I tell you what, just the way Kyler Murray was able to throw it and run it, no turnovers, and 93 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And at times, that last 24-yard run to set up the game-winning field goal, he was the fastest player on the field. He was lightning.
That looked really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing that.
And you want a funny little anecdote? We're walking out of the tunnel at halftime with Cliff Kingsbury and the TV reporter as well, and some one of these big heckler guys yells out, "Cliff Kingsbury drinks White Claw," which, like, is this hipster?
Hard seltzer.
It's like a hipster type drink that, you know, and he started laughing. He has such a self-awareness. He has no problem criticizing himself, taking little jokes and digs, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what my wife drinks. Yeah, White Claw.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You know, NFL guys usually don't drink that.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
Hence the heckler.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. All right.